96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bon Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
This is coming Friday, on a police corner over the lawn. You've been to the man number one sound round town. I did some Friday evening, boom! The people have tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing, boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. I this a DJ talk sweeter. See on the blues are up with the echo chamber. Watch your man, play the play. I demo tear up the game. Them up is stepping with them cast it down and play. Oh Lord, play 45, let's keep them alive.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful wet Friday. My God, I don't know what plans you had for this weekend, but it looked like it's going to be wet. It looked like it's going to be wet. Hope you guys are good out there. I hope that everything is good. I hope that your tires are not bald, as I continue to be able to pray for you, but not necessarily for you, specifically for me, because I don't want you to slide into my, you know what I'm saying? This won't be decent. All right, so make sure you guys are good out there as we continue to be able to talk like that. We're talking all the things that are in the paper. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out. Make sure you check them out. 3411AFS, 3411AFS. I'm hoping that they get the telephone together by now. But guys, if you're in the market for insurance, bulk insurance, individual insurance, personal, home, family, whatever you want to be able to do, ensure that you have those particular things, you can go down to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, and they could take very, very, very good care of you. Ask for my good friend, Ethric Bo, or you can be able to ask for Mr. Richardson. He can be able to take good care of you. There are a tremendous amount of persons down there that can assist you, and if I dare so say, they're always looking for new people. So if you're in the market for trying to get into insurance, you want to be able to prepare yourself to take the exam and do those particular things, you could reach out to them at AFS, 3411AFS. They are located at number 407 Blue Hill Road South. So they can take very, very good care of you. Go check them out and see exactly what they're saying. They're open 9 to 5 throughout the week and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Grand Bahama Port Authority is sole regulator for the port area. Port dismisses government assertions that IRCA is a regulator of the Grand Bahama Port Authority. The Grand Bahama Port Authority shot back. It's peculiar how y'all structured this situation. I don't fight you. Shot back at the Davis administration. This sounds like a war. Y'all need to stop. That's how you structure it. I just want to be decent. The Davis administration and the Utilities Regulation and Competition Authority. This is IRCA yesterday, and asserted that it is the sole licensor and regulator of all utilities in Freeport, Grand Bahama. IRCA knows that. IRCA knows that. In Freeport, Grand Bahama, IRCA knows that. This wasn't in 8 Mile Rock. This wasn't in West Grand Bahama or East Grand Bahama. This is in Freeport proper. IRCA knows that. You know that. And this is why I keep trying to figure out, is this a charade that you present for those that are devoid of the information, that they are not abreast to understand the workings of this particular thing? Is this what you do? Let's be decent and talk about it. BPL working to bring 16 megawatt of generation capacity to Eleuthera. This is what the COO says. And then a missing American pilot found dead. We were looking for him for a little while. They went off on a search for about 2 days. And after the 2 day search, they actually suspended the search. And right after they suspended the search, they can be able to find him. I think it was 4 miles away from the airport and being able to see him out there. And this is peculiar, guys. This is, you know, we are in distressing times and we continue to be able to pray for our brothers and sisters who are out there. You know, sometimes you're going on an adventure. Sometimes you're going on, you know, your regular routine. But there are some obstacles in our way. And, you know, we have to be able to prepare ourselves. Not necessarily only physically, mentally, spiritually, and otherwise, prepare ourselves to be able to meet the turbulence ahead. I believe that there is significant turbulence ahead. Y'all, I don't want to get preachy with y'all. I don't want to get preachy and prophetic with you and all these things, but if you could read, just learn to read. I'm hoping that you're not miseducated and you're not lacking a very clear understanding of what's happening from a social standpoint, from a community standpoint, from an environmental standpoint. There's some things happening out here that we need to talk about, right? Guys, I want you to join me in conversation today. Please do. 323-623-2325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up 422-4796 on the text line. I think yesterday we started to talk about this, and I want to kind of continue it with you. And the lines are wide open to be able to do this. Do we have an allegiance? Is there an allegiance that we, the general public, we, and more specifically us in the media, the fourth estate, who has a responsibility to be able to speak on and behalf of the populace, the people? Do we have an unspoken allegiance to the powers that be, government, private, and other sectors? Do we have a responsibility to be able to craft their language, their narrative, their concepts and ideas, and deliver that to the Bahamian people so y'all could get on board with them? I don't know. I mean, I just want to ask this question. I feel like it's a rhetorical question, right? But I got to ask it. Is there an unspoken something, an unwritten something somewhere that says the media has relentless and relentless commitment and should always genuflect to everyone in power? I just want to know this. I just want to know this. That you believe that you run my tongue. I just want to be decent with you as I ask these questions. That you scribe what you desire and etch it at the base of my tongue, and I should be able to utter what you desire. This is bananas. This administration has gone and done a great deal in terms of being able to commandeer a lot of people in the media. They commandeer them. However you want, seconder them, whatever you want to say. They've shifted them from this particular capacity to another. And those people, many of them are satisfied. Some aren't. Some aren't. I'm hearing some persons are disappointed with the fact that they haven't gotten all the things that they say that they was going to get when they transition from one space to another. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you. But, you know, this is the type of thing that is bedtime. It's bedtime. You've already been lulled to sleep by this administration in one way or another. And then you made up your bed. It's time to sleep in that. You got to deal with that. It's bedtime. But I want to know, for me who hasn't made no allegiance, I'm out here on 5 hour, this caffeine situation. I'm wide awake, doing what I have to do. No one lulled me to sleep. And then you call me with this aggression as though I'm supposed to say what you want me to say. You know, I had a call the other day, and the fella asked me, right? This is some time back, and I laugh at this because he knows who he is. I laughed at this, right? So he called me and said, Howard, we want you to do this thing here. So I said, okay, no problem. There's something you can cost you for me to do this thing here. Oh, Jesus, Howard, all of that? I said, cousin, you don't have to call me and don't fight me, right? I tell you this, I can charge you. If you ain't want me to do it, you could go find somebody else to do it. But don't bother with me like this, right? I said, well, why you call me like this, right? So me and him, we talking. And then he says to me, he's a decent man, I'm not going to fight him. He says to me, he says, Howard, I don't want you to say that we had an issue with you. I said, no, man, I'm a decent man, I ain't going to say that. Howard, stop lying, is what he says to me, right? Howard, stop lying. I said, but I'm not lying. How can I lie to you, right? He says, Howard, I just listen to your show every day, okay? You can come out here and you can say some people been decent, indecent, and you can start to call name, but you ain't really call a name. And I say, well, what you call me for? If you know I can do this. You see, because why? I'm not tethered to nobody. Nobody. When we sit in this particular capacity, the one thing that I say before I come on this radio, Father, I pray that you stand in my body, that you think with my mind, that you speak with my tongue, that your divine will be done, that I capture the imaginations of those people and prepare them to move in the direction that you call them to move in. Not me, but your will be done, dear Father. I thank you, I honor you, and glorify you for this opportunity. And I come behind the radio. Good afternoon. How y'all doing? Boom. Every day. I'm not naive to believe that I put myself here. I know a lot of people believe that they put themselves in their positions. I'm not naive. I'm not fool enough to believe that I had the insight, the wherewithal, the capacity, the capability of being able to craft and narrate my own future. I am not fool enough to believe, but I am fool enough to believe in a God that's bigger than me. I am. I am fool enough to say, not my will, dear Father, but your will be done. I am fool enough to believe strong enough to say, dear Father, wherever you lead, I will follow. I am. And you believe you can swing me to do as you desire? Man, come on, man. Y'all don't even know where y'all is. You don't even know how you get where you is. You're going through all sorts of turmoil in your spirit. You ain't settled. You have no focus, no vision, no direction. Because you ain't aligned properly. And you can call me to tell me. Anyway, let me be decent with you. Hit me up, guys, 323-622-32, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's on the telephone line, on the text line. I see a caller on the line already. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Graham?
You know, I do the same thing when I go on the show, when I host the show.
I like that.
In 2008, and when I call the show, I ask forgiveness and direction. But every now and then the devil slips in.
Graham. I told him he was being decent. You said every now and then the devil comes.
Back to decency.
Let's go.
A momentary lapse of reason. Had a call today from a gentleman on a radio station in Grand Bahama. I wouldn't call the name. And he told me it's not looking good.
In Grand Bahama.
He says, to quote him, it's not looking good, Brev. And I went, whoa. He says, a lot of noodles selling, and he don't like that. Noodles and weenie. I said, I have to rebuke that. There are people, and if I was in power, I would offer $100,000 cash reward, U.S. money, for the best idea to fix the Bahamas, starting in Grand Bahama. Man, you would see some good suggestions come out of the woodwork then, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And I whoever know. Came with the best, you know, if you came with the best suggestion, whatever it may be, I would then make you the czar of that project because it's your passion. You see, I guarantee if your passion, try implement it because it failed. Freeport was a passion for some people. They've moved on and now it's failing. It's easy to fix Freeport. The biggest question when you come with every solution is where does the money come from? And the person who asked that question needs to be removed post haste, as the lawyer would say. Because most people can tell you that ideas make money.
Absolutely.
Because if money makes money, I put $100 on that table today. We come back, it's $500 tomorrow,
right? It
should
be duplicated by itself, yes.
Or it's gone. So it's the idea. People throw money behind an idea. They don't throw money behind
But that's money. Creative people. That's creative people who understand. That's innovative people. That's people who yes. are in a space where they've seen ideas work before and they're willing to take a chance. That's people who are not, they understand money and they're willing to invest.
I've seen what West End was. Huh? The Capitol, remember?
Yeah.
Well, you and I are too young, but I've seen photos. So why can't we duplicate it? But this
young.
Time for this.
I was there. I was there. Oh. As a little young boy in the 80s, going down to West End, and my grandfather showed me the Jack Tower Hotel. I was there with the transition. I was there. My grandfather would show me the West End people. We were looking forward to go to West End. My granddaddy had a boat in Boodle Bay. I was there.
So before my cell happens to magically do wonders, why can't we do that again, but this time for the citizens?
We can.
Not the port, not the government. I'm waiting to hear. You know what's going to be beautiful? I'm going to leave you on this. You know what's going to be beautiful this election cycle? I don't care if it's a cat. I want you to come on Guardian, and I want you to come on social media streaming on Guardian, and I want citizens to be able to call in and ask you the questions. Because if we don't hear the specific detailed how, what, when, especially when, you're going to do X, Y, Z, it ain't going to work. Because people like you, the millennials, and the generation that comes after you, baby vipers, they're not going to take foolishness. And so what you're going to trick the baby boomer with, the older folks, you can't trick the millennial.
I like this guy.
Because they have that phone. So let's fix the Bahamas, Howard, and enjoy the weekend, man. When the sun clear up now, let's go to the beach and get a two-piece and something to drink.
Thank you, Matt Graham. I do appreciate you, man. Thank you, telephone call. I like what Graham says. I want to be able to have a further conversation. I can do this. Next week on the 15th, maybe the 16th, I want to be able to take a little time off, right? For me, and you know, I got to get the kids prepared to be able to get back to school, so don't fight me, right? But in preparation for that, I want to be able to leave you with a series, a five-day series about the independence, okay? I've already spoken to Kareem Hanchel. I've already spoken to Frederick McAlpine. And y'all give me some other independents who you'd like to be able to hear from. Some independents who have presented themselves kind of ready to be able to move in towards the future. I'd like to be able, now I don't want to have no casual conversation with you. I don't want to sit here and tell you, you tell me what the PLP has done or haven't done, what the FNM has done and haven't done. That's not the conversation I want to have with you. I want to hear innovation. I want to hear ideas. I want to hear a commitment to community. I want to hear these particular concepts and ideas that you want to be able to craft and project. Listen, I could tell you what I don't want to hear. I could tell you that. I'm not going to bring you on the radio and have a conversation about the same old, same old. Let's talk about something that elevates a higher thing. Let's go higher. Let's go higher in our conversation, in our discourse, to be able to see some things happen in this country. I want to be able to do that. Guys, let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Excuse me for my interruption. Will you come? And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, I'm a police corner over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people do.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Excuse me for me to interrupt, Sean. Boy, come. And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, I'm a police corner over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. Being able to chop the thing down, the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to participate, we're talking about these things. Next week, I'm going to leave you with a series, okay? Next week, I'm going to leave you with a series. Who do you want to hear from as independents? Please text me, let me know, right? Give me the whole name, the government name, okay? 422-4796, text me or call me. It's fine. Just let me know who you want to hear from. We're going to hear from Mac. Mac called me. He and I had a very good conversation when I came off the radio the other day. And, as I spoke with him, I said, Mac, I'd like to be able to have a further conversation with you. He said, well, I'm Grandma Hammer now. I said, okay, no problem. Over Zoom or something for you and prepare it. And so you'll be able to hear that. I'd like to hear from him, right? How's in Moultrie? Are you available? Would you like to have a conversation with us? I know that as a meteorologist, you have been able to see a great things coming into the future. And so I'd like to hear the forecast as to how you see it. I'd like to have a conversation about where we are from an economic standpoint. I think everyone is playing cute. Can I say it like that? I don't mean playing cute. I mean, they are professionally astute. They align themselves with what is viewed as professional decorum and how you can align yourself and be able to say some things accordingly and try to be decent in that particular step. You understand? And so they do their best to be able to give you that kind of a, but you know, off the record, there is a great deal of disappointment with a lot of things that's happening out here. They ain't gonna say that on the record, right? But off the record, they're saying a lot of things. So I'd like to find someone who wants to have good conversation from an economic standpoint, from a social standpoint, from a community standpoint. I'm looking for someone to be able to have a good conversation from the church. My good friend Devin is, I'm going to ask him to sit in for me on the 22nd, 23rd, something like that. So we can be able to do that. And I should be back by the 30th, 31st, so we can be able to do those things. So give me a text. Like I said, let me know who you want to hear from, who the conversations that you believe that they have something to offer. May not necessarily be an independent. Maybe independent thinking has an understanding of how to detach yourself from a governmental standpoint and seeks to kind of dive into a conversation about how we can do this on our own by being able to pool our resources, our strength, our tenacity, our focus, and commit ourselves to growth and development from a national standpoint. There isn't a lot of this happening. You know, I love how Graham continues to be able to kind of, you know, call in and have a conversation about the possibility of being able to fix some things. And I don't know whether or not his focus or the conversation about Grand Bahama is because he knows I'm from Grand Bahama. But there is a lot of things that can be done. There is. There's a lot of things that can be done. There's a commitment that needs to be made. There's a focus that needs to happen. And there is an understanding without me getting mad prophetic with you and this kind of a biblical, foretelling, right, of mammoth proportions. I don't want to kind of do that for you. But I want to say to you that there is a shift that's coming. It don't matter how you feel about this. It don't matter how you pray about this. There's a shift that's coming. It's the inevitability of life. The cyclical nature, the cycle that is life, the circle of life, that is life. That is life. Just like how your cells change, strengthen, just how these things happen, just how there is a circulatory system in your body, there is a circulatory system in life. Many of us ignore that because why? We're in our own kind of a bubble. But there is a shift that's happening.
there will be a shift of power that's happening in this in the world. There will be a shift of power that's happening in the world. There will be a shift of laws and regulations that govern this kind of an idea of democracy that you continue to be able to tout and enjoy and lift up. This kind of an idea of democracy, this banner of this facade and concept and idea that democracy exists will be smashed to smithereens. It will be eradicated entirely. The liberties and freedoms that you continue to be able to tout and say that we enjoy these things and no man can take this from us, it will be stripped from you. It will be stripped from us. From one thing or another, whether it's from a political standpoint or whether it's an act of God, whether it's from a natural thing, things are shifting. And the only thing you're concerned about is whether or not you can get this promotion by next year. You are wilding out. You have 3 can of tuna in your house and 1 corned beef from 2016. That's what you got. Yeah. Remember what you've done. Yeah, we don't bother with those things. We hardly eat home and you never really hear, boom, boom, this is what you're doing. You're not prepared for anything to come. Anything. Now, I can't fight you and blame you for that. Because why? We ain't making that kind of money. We don't have that let's stack these things up in the bunker money. But we got to have some level of wisdom to understand that we cannot go through what we went through with the pandemic no more unless you want to be eating eggplant. What the woman sent me, she sent me a plate with eggplant in it. It had eggplant and an egg. Something I can't remember. That's me, sorry. Unless you want to be living like that, you got to get yourself prepared. Lines are open, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That was a colleague on. All right, make sure you hit me up, guys, as the colleague come back. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, colleague, on the line with us live.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
I bring you out. What are you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Excellent. I really, really like that hard opening that you started with, Howard.
I try to be decent, so, Anton.
Hey, can you hear me, Howard?
Yeah.
Clearly, you got some things on your mind, brother.
But you know, you can't say everything out in the open. The old people say you got to give some and keep some.
Right. But you know, you are edifying the audience, and so you got to give more. You can't just like yeah. I heard that conversation between you and Graham before you went on break,
mm-hmm.
And let me just highlight 1 or 2 points before I make my point, please. That y'all discussed, I think it's important to highlight points that me and you discuss regularly on the show, but nonetheless. You know, it's one thing to be sitting in the seat, Howard. It's another thing to have the vision. Right? God gives the vision. God gives the vision, not man. Man don't give no vision. Man don't have the ability to give no vision. Man, there's nothing new under the sun, but God gives vision, and he doesn't give it to everyone. He's very selective with who he trusts with vision.
Mm.
And one of the things I observe, Howard, and I say that because y'all spoke about vision relating to Grand Bahama, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Howard?
Yeah.
And the development of the Port Authority, et cetera, and the people passing on. But I'm highlighting vision as it relates to where we are and where we need to go, Howard. We have some people who are sitting, and I continue to point out this, Howard, some people who are sitting in some seats of influence in the government, but they lack vision. They lack vision. I heard something very interesting from PM on his return to country. When he was interviewed by the media, that tickled me inside, right? Howard, you can hear me, Howard?
Yeah, radio. Go ahead.
PM said he's back to get the job done, right? Howard, I said to you on your show a couple of weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks ago or so, that it is one of the biggest schemes of the administration I support, the PLP, is the fact that PM Davis can't stay focused on high and entrust those on low beneath him to carry the vision through, as was discussed, as was planned, as is expected. The biggest shame is that he has to shift the focus from being on high to come down on low in order to get things done on both platforms. You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
But why is that, though?
It's because the people who are sitting, or some of the people, not all of the people, but some of the people who are sitting in key positions, Howard, are failing him. They're not executing on the vision successfully and in a timely manner.
Anton, we got to cut this. We got to chop this apart. We got to chop this apart. But no. This you can't say it like this as to incorporate in a general concept that you want to talk about something else. This too heavy unto itself.
I agree. It's too very heavy and very, okay. Very multidimensional.
So the other day I said that the only person that allowed, that I've seen over the course of history, right? Over the course of all the prime ministers that we've had, from Lyndon Pinlin to Hubert Ingraham, Perry Christie, Hubert Minnis, and now Brave Davis. The only person who I would have noticed that they had significant autonomy in their capacity as members of parliament and ministers of the government, whatever their capacity, was under Perry, Gladstone, Christie. That's what I said. Now, that ain't got nothing to do with whether or not Perry was laid back and he never bothered with nobody, or whether or not he deliberately said, go there and get the job done. That it doesn't matter. We saw the autonomy represented in those particular spaces.
Yes, I agree with you.
So we watch under Perry, Gladstone, Christie, Obi transform tourism. We watch that. Okay? Yes. Now, Hubert Ingraham tried to be able to kind of craft this. He went off, he looked for Vince Vanderpool Wallace. He said Vince Vanderpool Wallace could do all these things. And he put Vince Vanderpool Wallace in, and womp, 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 nothing.
Yep, womp, 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 womp.
Right? It was nothing. Okay? Right. And that wasn't because of Vince Vanderpool Wallace. It was because of Hubert Ingraham. And we know that.
Well, we know. We understand the kind of leaders we are talking about and dealing with.
Right. The closest that he got to autonomy was the closest persons to Hubert Ingraham when Nico Grant got into tourism. Nico Grant shifted the entire thing, put the thing on its head, and everybody was like, what the hell is going on here? what you mean we can get it better again? Is something wrong? So we watch it. Now watch it. I'm getting somewhere with this. Now
I'm getting
somewhere.
Listen to that one.
I'm looking at what you're saying. And you say that the prime minister now have to come down from where he is proverbially doing big business for the country. He has to come down here and do these quote-unquote menial tasks people to execute, and they can't do it. The question is why? Why?
People are sitting in key positions that they are failing to execute on, Howard.
So you're saying to me, hold on.
I don't wanna make it personal.
I agree with you.
I can say some things.
Anton, I'm watching you, and I agree with you. Right. Every time there is a faux pas, a slip up, a misstep in the media, the prime minister steps in, and he got to fix that every single time.
Right.
If we see somebody at the office of the prime minister said something contrary, if we see a press secretary, if we see whatever we see, the prime minister got to step in and say, I can.
And I'm not, with this conversation, Howard, I'm not speaking from the position to cast shadow. And this part of the conversation doesn't include the press secretary or the communications division of the prime minister's office, right? Because I believe that Rami has been doing a good job in that light, right? In any organization, you're going to have some things that are said or some slips that will occur, right?
Yeah, but this ain't to cast blame or put a specific light on any of these people. I'm saying to you, whether it was in the Ministry of Immigration, in the Ministry of Housing, in the Ministry of Energy, wherever it was, as the chief of police, been able to say a particular prime minister had stand in and say, we can do this particular thing.
Yeah,
now, the question I got, this is why? Why the prime minister got to do these people's job and nobody getting fired?
See, Howard.
Why people ain't getting fired? I work here at Guardian. If I say two wrong things, you ain't gonna hear me. You hear two couple rerun. And then bang a line. I gone.
Howard. One thing, right? Let me say this to you on this video and Graham touch on it, and then I want to end on one point that I want to make, please. As it relates to that same aspect of nation, why does nation being brought down, right? To my mind and to my knowledge of PM, Howard, he's a man of wisdom. He's very strategic. But that could also have its downfalls, Howard, because time waits on no man, right? And while the sledgehammer may be slow to come down because you want to measure twice and nail once, in the meantime, the people are suffering. The people are feeling the pain. The people are going through the motions. And you can't reverse that, which in many cases has occurred already over the last 3 years. These end results are irreversible in many instances, Howard, because people are at varying positions, whether it be age, whether it be opportunity, whether it be finances, whether it be knowledge. People are at varying disadvantages on the scale, Howard, and they are being impacted in many ways that are irreversible once the impact sets in. And so I say that to say, Howard, the sledgehammer, in my view, it needs to come down much more swiftly. Because some of these people, they are belligerent, Howard, and they are causing the prime minister and the blueprint, because they are incapable of executing the job. The proof is in the pudding.
I can tell you this.
Pardon me, Howard?
I can tell you this, because I got to go to a break. Right, so wrap up, but I want to say something before you go. Wrap up. Go ahead. You finish?
No, I'm not finished. I want to say one more thing on what you and Graham said, and then I want to end on my point. Can I call you back?
Call me back on the next side. All right, Howard. Okay. Call me the next side. Okay. I can tell you one thing. Jay-Z came up with one of his first albums. I think his first album was The Blueprint. Oh, man, that was setting up to him to be a classic. But his last album was Fade to Black. Is this what the New Day administration is doing? Are they fading? Let's talk about this. Let's take this quick break and be right back after this.
For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
With our new Independence King Combo, choose from our classic flame grilled beef version or indulge in a crispy chicken breast topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, cheese, and our special tropical sauce. Both come with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation perfect for celebrating every year. Remember to top off your Independence King Combo with a delicious guava sundae or the new guava ice shaker, available only at Burger King Nassau.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for my interruption, but you got reminded to say, this coming Friday, and a police gonna over the lawn. You went to see my number one sound round town.
I did some Friday,
playing Bim. The people them tired of working. Fana, fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing Bim. It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of minutes before we get out of here, like, just being able to talk about these things. Somebody texts me and says, Howard, Jay-Z's first album was Reasonable Doubt. I think the PLP is also giving us a reasonable doubt of why we should have not voted for them in the first time. I just won't be decent. As I just try to be decent, my God. Let me try, right? This is a significant attempt. I don't know whether or not we can get any scores for effort, but I'm doing my best to try to be decent. Now, the PLP may not necessarily like this, and I think that the older politicians have a very clear understanding of my responsibility in my particular position and why I have to speak the way that I speak. I don't have no allegiance to no one. I just won't be decent as I talk about these things. And like I said, if you are a wise enough politician, and I saw fit, or anyone in the media space see fit to kind of dissect what you're doing, it ain't because they don't care. But you know, some MPs I never call yet. Can I say this? Can we say this? Some MPs I never call your name yet. This is for various reasons. You ever play One Shot Kill the Crow? You ever play that? You ever play that in basketball? You ever play that? You would go around the world one shot. That's two different games. You go around the world, you start under the rim, you go back, you take a shot, boom, boom, boom. Whoever we're hitting, that's one. Okay, that's one. But one shot kill the crow, whoever hit the first shot, the other one is out. There are a lot of members of parliament who will be the proverbial crow. Members, I'm telling you, man, I ain't really got no time to be talking but you. I ain't got the time. You come here, you just want to put a big picture in your mother house to say, look, my God, look at the baby Jesus. I remember when the baby was small. Oh, God. He used to be right here dancing for us. And look at him. He's the MP. God is so good, eh, baby? My God. And did nothing. Useless. Why have I been called your name for? Let your mother be proud of you. Quietly, she know deep within her heart that she'll never utter out of her mouth, my God, he should never get this job. He couldn't keep the job he had. I just want to be decent. I don't want to tell you what your mother's thinking, but this is what is happening. Every time someone asks you about, well, why didn't you? Well, you know, I in the position and the whip was on that day. I couldn't do these things because of, okay. Okay. You see what they did to Travis, my friend? You see what being in Grand Town did to him? He stood up strong for the people as a young man. All them people at Bayntown were so proud of him. They said, my God, my man, our MP is not, he's not voting for the taxes. Being in Grand Town. And then, bam, he turned cat gut. Grammy say, he turn over. He flip. And the people of Bayn and Grand Town didn't look back at him. That was it. That was it. People want a champion. They want a champion. They want someone who understands the system, joins the system, and commits itself, its allegiance to the people. That's what they want. They want a champion. Not a chump. Many of y'all lying and never called your name. Many of y'all. I know your constituency rhythm. I know the layout of your constituency changed from FNM to PLP for the past 2 decades. Why would it change now and you ain't do nothing? Talk to me. You want me to waste my time here sitting down gum busting about you and your inability to get anything? You ain't forged one relationship in your party to get nothing done. Think I can waste my time? But no. Some people, if we care enough to dissect what you're doing, take into consideration, and just, you know, pull over the gems. Some things you could leave. They may be stones. You don't want that. But pull the gems out of the conversation and understand that this is constructive criticism for you to grow. But if you ain't want that, my God, you can lead a horse to water. But you can't make him drink it. I'm not going to fight you. It's a Friday, guys. Take your time. Warm and easy, Selecta. Let me take this quick commercial break, get the news, and be right back after this.
Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 tweeter. This is DJ Talk Sweeter. Still on the blister up with the echo chamber. Watch your man, play the play. I didn't want the game. I'm casting down, I'm saying.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for interruption, but you come and the quick reminder to say this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people them tired of working. Bada bada, Lord, them hear the disco playing, boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. Friday, right? I know maybe much of y'all out there. Maybe you're listening to me on your XM radio in the car. Headed up to West Palm Beach, headed up to Atlanta, or wherever you guys are going. If you're on vacation, if you're out there in the Caribbean, if you're in a ship or whatever you're doing, I hope that you guys do it with safety, man, with a very clear and cautious idea. Sometimes we give off all restraints, right? We leave all restraints. We don't, everything that holds us together, that kind of an idea. I watched this thing the other day. Right? This ain't to scare you. This is just to say I watched this. These two young people, they were going out to a party. And, you know, somebody celebrated a birthday. And they get wasted. I mean wet. They was soaked and wet. They was drunk, all their mouth hanging out. An accident happened in the car, right? I don't think they were driving, but nonetheless, an accident occurred. And they couldn't help themselves. One died. And the other one recalls the story. And I think to myself, you know, this is the importance of being sober-minded. With sobriety, you could tell yourself to fight. With sobriety and this kind of a conscious strength in you. See, it ain't about having a drink, you know. It's about indulging so much that you become consumed in the thing, that you forget yourself. Sobriety gives you a fighting chance to be able to fight against something. But if you wet and you soak up, my God, you can't do that. So wherever you are, I'm just hoping that you do so and be responsible. That's what they're trying to be able to tell you. Be responsible. Know your limits. Know what you could take. Know what you can take. Being able to stand in your conviction. If this is not what you do, don't do it. Don't do it. I'd like to tell you all a story, but I don't know if this is appropriate for radio. It has to do with brownies. Can I say this? Can I tell you this story? This is a story. Oh, my God. You know, I was one of the persons who was assisting with the development of this kind of a cannabis, the medicinal cannabis, in the very, very, very early stages. I was working with Terry, right? And I was working with my cousin Elliot, and then I was working with Terry also. I was a part of the board. And being able to assist them. I was the director of communications for this board, Bakari, right? And I was invited to a party. I care not to say who it was, and whatever the case may be, I was invited to this party. And naive me, I was naive, right? And I just didn't know. And one of my weaknesses is sweets. Can I say, you can figure this out. I love me a, oh my God, little cookie and thing like this, little, oh, I love it, right? As you see me trying to be slim and trying to be able to eat right. So you go to the store and you get these cookies with no sugar. Then you eat a pack of it. You say, you know what? It didn't make any sense. I must eat a regular cookie. I eat the whole box. My God, this is too much, right? You're talking to yourself, but this is only after, right? So cookies is my thing. Get to the party, there's brownies there, fresh brownies. I said, oh, these are nice. Oh, Jesus. Right? They're talking to themselves now. Right? So I was informed, now, Howard, this have a little something in it. So I said, you sure? Yeah. I say, okay, well, I don't want to bother with anything like that then. I take a little pinch of the thing, stand up, and I talking, and ain't nothing happened. I say, man, this ain't got nothing. Listen to me. I tell you, God's honest truth. So I take a little bite, right? This was my 38th, 39th birthday, something like that. I can't remember, right? So I take a little bite, right? Little edge of the corner, because I won't go crazy. I watch my cousin gone crazy from this before, right? He's get wet, right? So I say, hold on, I don't bother with this. Never bother with it, right? I was a cigar fella. So I bite the edge of the thing. I say, well, this ain't doing nothing. I stand up here for almost 25 minutes. I ain't feel nothing on this. This ain't nothing. So I take a little bite, bigger bite, right? I say, oh my God, this cookie's sweet. This is nice. This little brownie, this is nice, right? And I eat one brownie, the whole thing, the little square. So the person says, how would you eat all of that? I say, yeah, man, this ain't doing nothing to me. Now, me and Terry, I talk in your business. Me and Terry then eat the whole cookie. We stand up here together. Me and him talking to each other, standing strong. So we eat a whole cookie. We didn't eat a whole brownie, right? So I said, man, we good, man. No way. But then Terry said, I don't feel nothing with this man, Howard, man. This ain't nothing, right? We talking, right? So now I say, get my next brownie, right? Listen to me. Anyway, it's time to go home now. It's about 11:30 now. I was here for about maybe an hour, hour and a half. Nothing happened. I walked out of the party, just hailing everybody. It was a nice little area. It was out there in Coral Harbor. We was in Coral Harbor, right? First time I've ever done this. Never done this before. It was in Coral Harbor. I hadn't had anything. They made some nice Eitel soup also, right? I had some of that. I carried some of that home. I said, this is nice. Let me eat some of this later, right? So I took a little cup of that. And while I was saying my, you know, goodbyes, I walk around the party, tell everybody, all right, guys, I can see y'all later. I get home. My wife waiting on me. Right? As I was 5 feet away from the fence, because my car right outside the fence, I could see my car, right? 5 feet away from the fence, I walked to it, and everything gone like, you've now entered the twilight zone. Right? I say, what the hell is this? What's going on here? Right? I couldn't see nothing. I said, what happened? Right? So I look back, I try to figure out what's happening, right? It take me 25 minutes to get from the fence to my car, right? And then I sat in my car and I said, whoo. Now I'm at the point, I said, oh my God, I can't believe this. Now I sit in my car and I hold in the wheel and I say, I got to get home. Jesus, oh my God, what did I do? I trying to drive home. I start the car. It take me 10 minutes after I start the car to know, okay, put it in drive. I say, Lord, oh God, Jesus. I live right there, you know. I live right around the corner. I don't live 3.5 minutes away. I went home. I sure I was making 20. No. I was making at least 7 miles an hour. I was going so slow. But I felt like I was going fast because everything kept moving. And I said to myself, whilst I was in this state, mother sick. I don't even know if I living or if I dead. This felt like an out-of-body experience. I said, oh my God, what is this? I get home, my wife says, oh my God. I said, what happened? I said, all right. And you know what I felt like? If you've ever watched The Wolf of Wall Street, you remember when Leonardo DiCaprio took the Quaaludes? And he said, these ain't no good, right? they outdated, so he ate so much Quaaludes, right? And he imagined himself doing some things, but when you look back at the scene, how he was dragging and drooling and whatnot, it's exactly how I felt. I said, oh my God, I will never do this again. I will never do this again for 2 days. 2 days. I was in this inebriated. I didn't understand it. All because of my desire to eat sweets. The devil is a liar. I got to tell you the story. Can we be honest with each other? Because if I decide to run for politics, you need to hear the story. Well, Howard eat brownies before. Yeah. I didn't tell you the story. You know, so behave yourself. Just behave yourself, right? Ate the brownie 2 days. I took it on a Friday. Saturday, I was out of it entirely. But can I say this to you? Can I say this to you? As a result of this, you think I would have gone to the colonic thing as a result of this? Because it is medicinal. It actually heals your intestines. It heals your body. And so all of what you had inside of you, it came out. 2 days. 2 days. Now, this ain't me telling you if you need a significant pass, go look for one brownie. I just want to be decent with you as I say this. I tell you that story to let you know that sobriety is important, that you can fight for your life, that you can strengthen yourself, that you can think with a conscious understanding to move away from danger if you are inebriated, if you're wrapped up and you're wet up and you're soaked up. Let's be decent as we talk about these things. Guys, we're still here. I'm being able to talk about all these things, right? Nobody's ever saying. What do you say? Lord, what is this man talking about today on our good Christian Guardian Radio? Y'all behave yourself, right? I'm telling you the truth, right? Say, Pastor Richie. No, I just got to tell you that. I only say that to say, when you're going on your vacation and things like that, just be sober. Just be sober. Don't put yourself in that kind of position where you don't know what you're doing, where you're going. You're getting to California, you're getting to Amsterdam, you're doing all these things. You may not make it back home if you put yourself in a position where you don't know if you're living or if you're dead. Be decent. We're here. We're live in the full effect. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton? You called
back. Why are you acting in stitches?
You're laughing at my brownie car. I tell you, it's the truth. I was 25 minutes it take me to get from here to right now. I seriously, hey. And you know the indecent people, like, no, they couldn't see me. And ain't nobody even come help me.
Hey, thank you, Alan. Alan.
Hey.
Using that same analogy, example, that story that you just gave us, which was a very sobering one. You know, we have some people who are walking around just like that. And they don't even recognize.
That's crazy. There are people that live right now that they don't know how to function without that.
They're not on drugs.
That's crazy what you're doing.
They're on something else. That's heavy. But they don't even recognize it always. The walking dead is what we call them in conversation as a young man growing up.
That's heavy.
Brain dead. And don't even know it. Anyway, Howard, getting back to this conversation. In my observation, Howard, and this is the second part of what you and Graham talk about, then I'll make my last point. Mm-hmm. Graham was saying to you, and you were saying to Graham, that the young people, I mean, not the young people, people are woke, behemoths are woke, right? Therefore, you can't swing behemoths as the local vernacular goes. You can't swing behemoths like how behemoths were more easily influenced back then, was the comparison that you and Graham was using, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanna add a twist on that, because that's a conversation that I've been having over the last several months, maybe 6 to 8 months. The young people, Howard, the young people, they're not like Grammy or Mommy and Daddy them. When I say Mommy and Daddy them, I mean like me and your generation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shabago them generation. We all in that same generation, right? Some years apart. And then you get Grammy them generation. The young people of today, Howard, mm-hmm. they ain't like us. They ain't afraid to tell you what they, well, I'm not like that. I'm not like people who walk around brain dead either. I will tell you what I think, right? When I say us, I mean as a people. Mm-hmm. The young people will tell you what they think, my brother. Therefore, you can't swing them and think you could get away with it. They will pull the sword of David out on you
mm-hmm.
and slice you up. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Philosophically speaking. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Alan?
I right here with you. I right here.
The older people in our set And in Grammy, I'm saying, Howard, what's happening in that category, in my observation, is this. There's been so much suffering, right? There's been so much empty promises, unfulfilled promises, so much swinging in the local vernacular going on in the political realm, so much big talk going on in the political realm, very short on delivery, but great on excuses going on in the political realm, that mom and them and papa them, people in our age set, can't afford to take on any more lip service. So it ain't so much a matter of education, because a lot of people are still ill-informed. But their personal lives, like you started to point to, when they go home and they look in their refrigerator, when they look in their cupboard, when they look in their children's eyes, when they look at opportunities on the horizon, that forces them to take on a different persona, Howard. You understand what I'm saying,
yes,
Howard?
Yes, yes, yes.
And therefore, Howard, tying it in with what you were saying in the earlier part of your conversation and through this entire show, the politicians have to realize that when people like me and you get on the airwaves to have intelligent, informed, constructive, mature conversations, progressive conversations, don't personalize what we are saying. Set yourself and your emotions aside.
I like this, what you're saying.
Bring your mature self to the table. Accept, analyze, and consider what is being said. Empathize with people. And then that may give you the drive necessary to go where you need to go in your position of influence, whether you are in the parliament or whether you are in key positions, whether you are a senior advisor or whether you are a chairman or a director. It may give you the push you need to go into your office and make the necessary change to really break status quo. Listen, man, Howard, I just heard the prime minister talk about something with me and you discussed just maybe 2 weeks ago on the show, where I was saying to you, we need a national urban development plan. Do you remember the conversation, Howard?
Yeah, I remember we talked about this.
The prime minister just said that in the news highlight. Did you hear it?
Now I want to say this to you, though.
He just said it to the opening of something to do with the environment.
You said, when you first called, you said that the prime minister said he's coming back. He's coming back to get the job done. He's coming back to get the busy. Okay. It can't be no more talking from this point forward.
I agree, Howard.
Anton,
listen, the people, talking should have stopped.
I don't care if the next generation. The next generation, who can't take nothing, I can tell you the truth. I can't take it either. I don't want to hear it. I tie it.
Right.
I want to see action. Right. I want people to get jobs. I don't want you to tell me, oh my God, we're doing this great thing for people house and all these houses around the place and 9.6 million people coming to the Bahamas and nobody got no money. Jesus Christ, how we can afford the house? How I can afford the house? What I can do?
What I got to sell to get the people in the house? It's not working. This plan that we have been following is not working. We can't, look, man, Howard, you know, I'm so glad you're going. We can't take plans that are developed internationally and just superimpose them in our country.
That's lazy.
Right? That's the lazy approach, Howard. We got to build this thing from the bottom up, from the ground up. That's how you lift people. That's how you lift all people, Howard, when the tide rises. You can't do it from the top down, because the top down only thinking but themselves, Howard. We got to change. Listen, this is the last point. This is my point that I wanted to interject, Howard. We are missing key links in the PLP, which were present and critical to our reformation, our restructure, to opposition.
Anton, somebody text me and say, Howard, Anton half stepping because he won't keep his bread buttered. So I don't know what they mean. You ain't calling names or you ain't giving no specificity to these particular things, but they want clarity.
Howard.
I just said people text me.
You know what? I normally hear those comments after I hang up, right? Let me just stop and take 30 seconds, Howard, to say one thing. If those, I like to call them something so bad, Howard, but it would be inappropriate. If foolish-minded individuals think that nothing about me, I don't kiss no man but or no woman but. I speak my mind. I don't believe in following the crowd. Never have, never will. I believe in doing the best that I can to help to put the system in place. Once the system is in place, I can rise all the boats with the tide. You don't need nobody to look after you.
Watch
you
me.
Don't need nobody to take care of you. You don't got to go to nobody's doorstep.
No.
Because the system would be in place that would take care of anyone who wants to take care of themselves.
Now, hold on, Anton. Before we go, I got to give you, let me give you the last part of what they say. They said he will do well to listen to John Maxwell. He says, when the bus is going the wrong way, you have to check the driver. You have to check the driver, which is leadership and the head who is steering us in a particular direction, no matter what's going on.
Listen here, Howard. Howard, can you hear me, Howard?
I right here.
Listen here. God Almighty, my brother, God Almighty had to destroy an entire city because the people failed to follow. Are you going to blame God for them not following? God gave them the provision. God gave them the laws. They chose not to follow. You can't always blame the leader. You got to be able to follow the leader's heart and examine what is happening beneath and around the leader. It's ultimately, Howard.
Yeah, I appreciate you talking
about that. The responsibility ultimately falls to the leader, but it is not always the leader. The leader has to make the final decision, but it's not always the leader, Howard. However, in this case, Prime Minister Davis has the opportunity to put down the gauntlet, to put down the sledgehammer, and to make some hard decisions
that are
necessary to be made before we get closer. And I'll end on this note, Howard. You continue to say that Brother Smith in Grand Bahama was the person who formulated the PLP's leadership classes. It wasn't him, Howard. It was me.
Who, Brother Smith?
Brother Smith over there who won the seat in Grand Bahama.
Who, Kingsley?
Grand Bahama. You continue to say that, but it wasn't him, my brother. He met the vision for that in place in the PLP.
Ooh.
That came out of my belly, my brother.
My belly.
I wasn't a part of the execution.
We got to talk a little bit more about this.
Came from my belly.
I like what you said.
Thanks for the opportunity. God bless.
Thank you, my brother.
Continue to do the great bites. And go and relax as rich people do, Howard, next week.
And don't eat no brownie. Praise God. See you later. Listen, man, let's have a good conversation. Let me take one more call and then go to a break. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Howard?
Hey, this is Howard.
Hey, good day to you.
Good day to you, man.
And I was just listening to the gentleman talk in reference to leadership and not blaming the leader. But in any way in life, in terms of leadership, as you said, the leader is responsible. You understand me? The leader is always responsible, Anton.
It rises and falls on leadership.
Yeah, it's all about leadership, brother. And if our Prime Minister can't put on the good shoe, then take it off and go home.
My God.
Go home. Let all of them who can put on the shoe go home now. It's time to move. Let somebody else lead. And thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling me, man. Thank you so very kindly. It's the first time telephone call. So I really do appreciate that. This is Aunt, LOL. He said the same thing when Mr. Christie was screwing up. He is only half-stepping. Period. This is a text that's coming through, Anton, about your position. I'm not quite sure. I'm just going to read the text. Just being able to talk like this. Guys, let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
This coming Friday, and a place corner over the lawn. You went to the man the number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment.
Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for mute interruption. Boy, come. And a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and please come over the lawn. You went to the man number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people do.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, at the Foundation, 96.9 FM Radio, the 19th to the 23rd next week. We're going to have a dedication to having you. Remember, if I call you and I call your name, I wrote some people down here, and I'm going to be calling them out, right? So I can call your name on radio. And if you know these people, call them, say, how I call your name, see if you can go, yeah, yeah. I can call your name on radio. We can pre-record your show, and then we can drop this the entire week next week. Save Thursday, because Thursday still is going to be Small Business Thursday. I think I have a couple people pre-recorded to be able to do that, right? So let's do that. So I wanted to be able to have a conversation with Graham. I want to have a conversation with Lincoln. I want to have a conversation with Kareem, with Halson, with McElpine, and with Tanil, Tada, right? To be able to talk about these things, right? I don't know if Ali McIntosh is still do this. I don't know if she's still in this kind of a space, right? I know she entered, I text her one time, she says, I'm in the church now, right? So I'm not going to fight her. So I don't know whether or not she's still in this kind of a position, but I'll call and see if we can be able to get those conversations. Maybe I double them up and see if we can have a contrasting conversation on air and being able to do that like that. So I'm looking forward to that. And we can be able to chop it down like that and make it happen. Okay? Guys, we're still here. Make sure you give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. It says, Lord. Okay, so man, Howard, you got me dying with laughter, right? He says, ask him if he got his check. This is a prison. Anton, they want me to ask you. Anton, did you get your check? I asked him, okay? I said, you all want Anton to call this radio all day? And say, Howard, you all need to stop, right? This is Texas coming through. They want me to know, Anton, did you get your check? You all keep, don't fight, Anton. This is Howard. We won't be getting any blessings with the Moses crew at the wheel. All are cursed from God for doing to God's people. This is a text that's coming through. This is excellent show, Howard. Let's read it. Excellent talk show, Howard. I love Grand Views and the set of vision for Grand Bahama, and my Haywood would make a difference for economic growth and new Grand Bahama. Anton need to choose his side, people or country. Put on the shoe or go home. This is from the mayor of Grand Bahama. That's Rudy. Rudy, what's happening, my brother? Hope all is well with you and your family. It says, in the 1 p.m. news, Anton referenced Brave Davis said that we have to stop indiscriminate cleaning of land. You mean nobody in cabinet had any idea that somebody was cutting roads through Anatol Island? I'm sorry, not Anatol. Athol, is that how you pronounce it? Athol Island? And destroying the 200 square acres of mangroves out in Adelaide? Of course they knew. Wasn't mum's the word? Talk to me. Wasn't it a tight-lipped situation? Isn't it like a relentless repeat of the same thing? I can't say nothing, you know. You want me to lose my job? Isn't it the same thing? That's a professional getting fired. Because I can say something. And I know I can be okay. Because we got to be able to stand up for righteousness. And if you stand up for righteousness and your heart properly aligned, my God, God can take care of you. I can't get no amen. Jesus. That's why you got to learn to be able to stand up for righteousness and stop being soft. You're scared. What you here for if you're scared? What you here for if you're scared? I learned not to be scared in Abe Marrock High School. Fellas used to try to intimidate you with their finger in your face. You remember that? You remember you going to government school? The fellas intimidate you with the finger in your face and trying to poke you on your forehead and all these things. If you touch me again, it's going to be over. And you can't, see, the school I come from, you can't make a threat without fulfilling. Talk to me. I just want to be very clear. This is how I grow. You can't make a threat without fulfillment. You can't, I about to. No. That's what your prophetess do these days. My God. God is getting ready to. God is getting ready. He ain't never seen nothing. It's in 5 years, then God is getting ready to. God, soon and very soon, if you bring $200, you need to stop. Y'all need to stop. I'm tired. You need to stop. Just leave me alone. When God getting ready to, he will know where I am. I don't need for you to tell me that. You can't make no threats. And don't stand by your word. And that's the truth. These people utter these things and don't have the conviction to stand in their position. You're representing the people. And only person can put you back there is the people. But you obviously don't want a job. So let's just be decent, all right? So this is what it says here. He says, much sun oil would be fined for the Exuma oil spill. He also said electricity bills are down, but usage is up based on what? Gut feeling? He don't think that people use the air conditioner. Last year, when it was hot too, I can tell you one thing. Me and my children just had big row. I got an air conditioner out in the front room. I got air conditioning in my room and one in their room, right? And we in the front room watching TV. So the AC on. What my children in their room for? Get out your room. Big row. I feel like Leslie Miller when I get out your room. If you want to be in there, you can sweat. No. We have all these things on. So I don't know what usage up. Not in your and not in my house. I didn't make 3 rounds around here. I got to go walk around with a cane in my house and a stripe in my pants. Because yeah, it's the police today. Cut everything off. But daddy, I can't see. You don't need to see. Use your hands and your antennas. Figure it out. So I don't know what usage up. It ain't up in my house. Because I ain't pay. How you could pay a mortgage and your electricity bill is a mortgage. Jesus, how do people gonna live, God? How? How are we going to survive? How? You got to pay rent, and rent in Nassau is bananas. Just want to be honest with you, with your old 1954 tiles in your house, grout, and you got all kind of things there in the corner there. Rent is astronomical. You go and clean out your garage and put up some sheetrock and renting that to people for $2,000 a month. Yeah, they can pay that. If they want to live, they'll pay it. Eh? Rent is astronomical in Nassau. How people can survive. But y'all can vote them in again. So we ain't got nothing to say. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard.
Hey, my dear. What's happening?
Now, Howard, that last statement you make, you and the devil a liar.
They can vote him in again.
Howard?
I just get a call the other day to say the PLP can win again, Howard.
Howard, why are you going to give some of us
Howard? You tell me. And I say the PLP can win again. Yes, Howard, the PLP can win again. And then I get a list of how they can win. Howard, they've done this. No one has done this. Howard, they've done this. No one has done this. No administration has done this. The PLP can win.
They're correct. No one has done this. It's correct. Now, what is the this? That's another story. No one has fly as much. No one has, I guess, hired as much. No one has spoken less as much. You know, and the list goes on. So they are correct. Anyway, Howard.
I tell you what they call say. That's what the people call me and tell me.
You know, Howard, in your house, like you say, your electricity stays at a certain amount because you try to maintain what you have. And who is the leader in there?
Me.
Good.
And my wife.
If something goes wrong, if your wife is to allow the children to do what they want when you're not around, who is going to be called on?
My God. My God.
If there's good going on, the children are getting good grades, everybody is smiling, who is the one that is proudest?
Mm-hmm. Daddy.
The leader.
Mm-hmm.
So if all goes well for us, the leader is all smiles. But when it's going not as well, well, we can't hold the leader responsible. How is that possible? You can't have it both ways.
No. Leader held responsible. In
like
good times.
Governments like to take the praises when all is well, but don't like to take the bad that come with. No, you have to take both the bad and the good, accept mm-hmm. it, own it. It's yours. Because
mm-hmm.
when as well, you show up to cut ribbon.
Oh, yes.
You, the shovel in your hand, need somebody to push it on the ground with you because the friend
not
has much
gold noise. Shovel. Hey, spray that gold. That's what
you
need.
Gold shovel, you gold scissors that is the size of a house. You dare to show your talent. Okay, so now when it's not going well, why don't you be there to show your talent?
Yeah, but you know what Anton said a little earlier is the truth. The prime minister, and it seems as though that there is a disconnect, right? Or whether or not he has a savior complex.
Sorry, Mr. Howard. You said it seems as though there's a disconnect.
Yeah, okay, let me tell you,
why
I say
when,
that.
When John come out and say A, and the leader come out and say B and C.
But I feel like...
It's not A, exactly Z.
Watch
and
me.
Then
that have to be strategic. That cannot be... It cannot be... It has to be by design. It cannot be what is the natural course of how things happen. It has to be strategic and by design. Let's test this in the public. If the public say yes, I'm behind it. If the savior to be able to fix it.
So is the leader one going to win the next election, or he needs?
See, but that's see.
That
watch me now. Watch me. The leader is going to win Cat Island. He's going to win
okay.
a seat. He can win a seat. The members of parliament and the ministers take no consideration that. You know who will win? I can call some names who will win right now. Chester will win his seat in Exuma. I don't care how y'all feel about it. Don't fight me. Chester
will
win his seat in Exuma.
He's pushing himself forward for Exuma, so I believe he will
Chester
win.
Chester will win his seat in Exuma. Okay? He will win a seat in Exuma. The leader will win his seat in Cat Island.
Mm-hmm.
Angleston will win her seat. You see what they call it? These are traditional names. If
mm-hmm.
Fred decide to put some money on the ground and get back in there, put one next pool in Fox Hill or whatever he got to do, he going to win his seat again. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Fred going to win it. These are four names I call. These people, sure. These other members of parliament and these ministers who are out here don't take no consideration for the fact that these people straight. They already get pension. They already done MP. My God, you can't even get a pension.
Man, how would you got to give them more than four seats, man?
No, I'm giving you four seats. These are the sure seats that we know right now for the PLP, right? If I start to decipher and identify these things, then you can say, oh, Howard, you're trying to be able to call the election. No. I'm just trying to let you know that you're looking at the prime minister. The prime minister
so,
straight.
Howard, how much seats they have now?
32A.
Okay, so you have within from what you have been seeing so far, Your the census.
I know about 12 of them already gone. 12,
so don't you think
12 of them seats
so
gone?
You'd have been able to call money.
12 to 15 of those 32 seats are gone, and the PLP knows it. Now, if you want me to call those names, it can cost you money.
No,
cash
out. I'm looking for one. I'm looking for one or two of those names you called to be down too.
Remember now.
We had some good FNM MPs. Who lost their seat in person, tell them, so sorry, it ain't you, it's them. And he won his seat.
That's heavy.
You understand me? So the leader have to be the one. Persons lost their seat under the minutes. not because they were bad MPs, you know.
That's heavy.
Those who were exceptional win their seat. But those who were just, you know, I guess, doing, I guess, so much and not going beyond and above and beyond, they lost their seats. Those who are going above and beyond, they hold theirs, including the leader.
These people are looking for safe seats now.
The leader
has caused
you to lose or win.
That's like looking
for... You know how we vote in the Bahamas. We vote because of the leader. If you don't like him, I'm so sorry, sir. You gone. Because I feel like my one vote is
for
you to get one more seat and win.
These fellas don't understand that the prime minister is going to be either the member of parliament and still the leader of the organization after it's all said and done. He could regroup and continue to be able to move forward. You will go off into the political abyss and we will never hear from you again. You are the sea of forgetfulness. Let me see you. We say, my God, I know your face from somewhere. Hey.
Yeah, there's a back right on the rock fishing.
Where I know you from?
Oh. That's what I can tell you.
Yes, you used to be an MP. All right, see you later. We don't want no conversation with you no more either.
Exactly. So the leader has to sit down and like how Anton said, the thing that he came up with, he needs to get royalties for. You understand me? How to show them to be, how to
Anton, you need to be a consultant. Tell them, bring the check.
Every one of them need to be giving him royalties because they not if that lesson was taught, I don't know who learned it.
My God.
Because you don't hear no name besides acting Prime Minister, Chester Cooper.
My God, that's it.
Prime Minister.
My God.
Prime Minister, that's all you hear. And now and again, you hear Ms. Hannah Martin, when she I like how she talks. She has something to say. She come out and she say it. And then Fred Mitchell on the other hand with these speeches.
I like it. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so much for your contribution. Yeah, man. Good to talk to you. I won't be decent. Somebody said, Fred, no, personally, he is not a sure seat. Believe that. This is a text is coming through. They said, Howard, Fred is not a sure seat. Well, let's just fix this, right? Is Fort Charlotte a sure seat? Let's talk about this. You want to talk about it? Is Fort Charlotte a strong seat? We know that he's a strong individual in this particular capacity, but is Fort Charlotte a strong seat? Let's talk about it. Where else we can be able to look? Where else we can look? Is Pine Ridge a sure seat? That's Ginger Moxie. Is Pine Wood a sure seat? It seems like we had to talk about these things. Because I could start to tell you, we could deduce this. I could see 15 seats from the PLP gone already. Gone. G-O-N-E. Gone. I think that this is going to be a tight election. And I don't know who to put over the top. As we look at this right now, I don't know who we can put over the top. But for the first time in a very long time, we'll be able to have a strong opposition. That's if the FNM give you suitable, worthy candidates of your vote and a passion for constituency. Quick break, be right back after this.
Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing.
Get hot in Marco's. And we're bringing the heat straight to your doorstep. We're giving you a fiery food experience like never before. For a limited time only, try our new sizzling fiery flavors. Featuring Reaper cheese on our fiery pozzolis, pizza, cheesy bread, and pizza bowls. Can you handle it? Taste the heat and order one now at marcospizzabahamas.com.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set, go!
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM. And follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris, the 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates, brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
Stephen Gardner alongside 100-meter hurdler Devin Charlton.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for interruption. Boy, come.
Let's come right in and be able to get these guys. We got 7 minutes before we get out of here. Give me 30 seconds telephone calls. 30 seconds, go ahead.
How you doing? C. Allen Johnson here.
What's up, C. Allen?
Yeah, you know, I got a number of calls from some individuals concerning some positions have been put together for when people ask, what is the FNM going to do about the economy and what are we going to do about Grand Bahama? I understand that Graham called in and basically may have utilized a number of those ideas without giving its proper credit based on the calls that I got.
You all have like a little WhatsApp group, you all to share these things in it. Why y'all ain't put me in it so I could use your idea too?
What people do is because I speak, they ask, what is it about the FNM that makes them different from all the other FNM?
Okay.
And what about the PLP? And the positioning is, it's the same concept. I think one of the concepts is that, and you guys have heard me say this on Guardian a number of times, the concept that money and money don't make money is ideas that multiply money. Well as the thing, there's no doubt in my mind that the concept that Anton is seeking, where you build from the bottom up, from the middle out, will happen under the next FNM administration. He's making an argument concerning the things that are said by the PLP, but you can't put, but Anton has to understand is you can't put new wine in old wineskins. And that's where the problem is. And because if you look to Blueprint for Change, you know, you have a 2-year implementation of a platform and anything in there, and you have 2 years left. So you can't use, remember the expression, next time for the poor, next time for the people. You can't come with that argument. We already sent a message for that. But when you talk about Grand Bahama, right? Grand Bahama, and this is with the ballast for Grand Bahama, and we never talk about Grand Bahama from a truce's perspective. You have individuals with drive-by knowledge of Grand Bahama who hear things and pieces and things and then want to say this is the idea for Grand Bahama. So even when you take the concept that you want to invite people to give information on Grand Bahama, they have to have the which they is. You can't just randomly say, give me an idea for Grand Bahama from a global or even
see,
from a
local. I can put you on this list too for next week.
Yeah?
I can put you on this list for next week. Let's have a conversation as an independent now. Not as an FNM. I don't hear nothing but no FNM.
No,
I only want to talk independence and growth and development ideas. Of
You know, let's use an example. My information goes to the FNM right now because they would have wanted Mr. Pinto.
I hope they're giving you a check. Is the information ain't free, not in this day and age. Talk to me.
No, I'm saying they came seeking to understand these concepts that I've been talking about for over a decade, even to his administration. It isn't that, like you remember you said it's about leadership? He heard it in his organization, but the leader dictates the direction. The driver, I don't care how much the people in the back scream directions, you know. The man hand on the wheel determines the direction the car goes. You can't blame anyone except for the driver.
See, Alan, I got to let you go. I got to let you go. I got two more calls before we get out of here. But I got you down for next week, so let's see if we can be able to get that together. All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 persons so far. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
And to the nation, I want one of them critical thinker. Now, listen, how much people do we have in the Bahamas, Mr. Grant?
399,907,
okay,
something
right
like that.
Right at 400,000. Yeah, right? Are you aware, okay, and this is a fact, that you have about 25 people that call every talk show every day, all right, back to back to back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I put it to you, sir, and you do not hear from FNMs who are FNMs because, you know why? The Platinum Prime Minister, Brave Davis, have them all working. FNMs are working, COIs are working, PLPs are working. the nation.
Well, tell the Prime Minister I want a job too.
That's
talk
why
to me.
You have, sir. That's why you have 25 people, about 15 COIs are calling the show every day. Six FNMs and a couple of disgruntled, whoever they are. Okay,
but they couldn't give contract to the next 25?
They say that again.
They couldn't give contract to the next 25. What happened?
Listen to me. No, it isn't that, you know. Those 25 have something also, you know, but you know what the problem is? Their thing is the party of their choice should be in power. Keep hanging out the two sides of their mouth and gravy running down their chin. They still have to be obnoxious and call every talk show and don't have nothing positive to say about their country.
My God.
This is their country.
I like it, Carl.
Mr. Grant. I mean, you have to have something positive at least one day out of the week to say about your country, because guess what? Anytime you open your eyes in the morning, that is one of the greatest gifts that you could ever get from God.
A gift? Okay, so God sent the gift, not the PLP. Let's just be very clear, right? God gave you the gift of being able to wake up every morning. You should thank the PLP for that?
No.
Okay,
no. You should thank God for that.
Okay,
you should
praise
thank God for that and stop complaining so much. We as Bahamians complain. We got to be the children of Israel who God delivered from his
onion.
Egypt.
My God, they want onion.
We have to be the children of Israel.
We sick and tired of this manna.
What blessings we have.
But ain't no manna. You call our current condition manna from heaven. Talk to me. That's what you're saying?
Listen to me. We consider some different countries, Mr. Grant. Consider some different countries and the state of some different countries. The Bahamas is one of the most blessed nations on the earth. Come on, man. Have something to be grateful for. Give God thanks for something. It ain't about the PLP all the time. You know? The point is, this is your country. And the second point is, you are the government.
Your behemoth 20 seconds is up. I appreciate your telephone call. I got 20 seconds to get out of here. Caller, on the line, go ahead. You got one. I can't give you a behemoth 20 seconds. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, well, that's it. I can't take no more calls. Another example of the king, Nebuchadnezzar, was arrogant. God took his kingdom. So if leaders blame anything about it, then it's ultimately the leader's failure. There's a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, ain't no way PLP will win the next election. Howard, the power rate will be going up every year for 3 years. Election in 2 years. The government told IRCA to stand down for 3 years. There's a text that's coming through, right? So it says that the pick don't want to send. But there's three people that they said. You see, I paused just now. I can't read all these things. We ain't calling the people name. But these particular people are gone. Okay, we can talk about that next week sometime. But when I come back. Since the caller needs to stop calling stats and department, he's a liar, right? Stats department a liar. Let's be very clear. The caller needs to stop calling stats department a liar. This is Texas coming through. Okay. Guys, that's the show today, man. Enjoy your weekend. Do so with safety, with sobriety, with a very clear understanding that every cookie, every brownie is not for your ingestion. Let's be as decent as possible as we're doing that. Have a beautiful weekend. Had a great time with you guys today. I hope to see you all on Monday. God spare our lives as we continue to be able to push forward, upward, onward, together right here on The Foundation. Have a great day, guys.
Dancing till the morning. Brought me girlfriend out the gate sideways.